What's good, y'all? This is Sky. And in this special edition of Shea Butter FC, we are dropping our beginning coverage of CONCACAF's Women's Gold Cup. In this episode in particular, you're going to hear interviews we did with the Dominican Republic national team, we did with the Guyanese national team, that we did with the Puerto Rican national team, and of course, the U.S. Women's national team during media days, or in the case of the first three we named, after their preliminary games that started the Gold Cup effectively in Los Angeles. So get a drink, get a beverage, or enjoy your ride in the car or wherever you are. Get ready to really hear some dope conversations with dope people. Thank you for support always, and be on the lookout. We'll be in the streets this whole tournament. Peace.
All right, let's go.
All right, well, this is Shea Butter FC coming to you live from the preliminary round of the CONCACAF Gold Cup W. I think I did that correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
First edition, and we have our first victors here from the Dominican Republic, the DR. We have Bree, Reed. Everybody calls you Bree now. I was like, Brian. Everyone's like, Bree. And
Gabriela Cuevas.
I can call you Gabby. Okay, nicknames. We're good. So a few questions. So first of all, how are y'all feeling after that victory? What's it feel like?
Honestly, we were just talking about on the walk over, just a sense of relief. We have been thinking about this game for the past 3 months since we won that game in Bermuda. And game was more stressful than we wanted it to be. That at the end of the game, we just felt like we wanted to like melt into a puddle. It's just like we finally achieved this next step, and we've got a big road ahead of us in these next three games, but we are beyond excited.
All right. So a few things. Obviously, I was joking right before we turned these mics on. Y'all were pretty much a brick wall back there today. So, you know, what were you seeing? What was it like on that defensive line today? Just what kind of threats was Guyana giving you? How did you respond?
I think to their credit, they have some pretty crafty players that can see the field pretty well, especially that number seven. She's super quick.
She changes the
point of attack really well. So we were really focused on her, and I do think a lot of the game was in our control, and you know, whether we won or lost the game, it was going to be because of what we did. So I thought we did a good job of calming the game down, getting it out when we needed to, and just trying to keep everyone organized in front of us.
Wait, so how was the vibe of hearing all the fans like through the game?
Because I could hear my mom yelling.
Yeah, we were behind your mom.
I'm so sorry. I heard my dad, Brie. I was like, what do you want from me? I'm in the game. But I remember messaging you guys. I was like, please just get people to the game. We just want the environment.
Right.
Whether they're Guyanese, whether Dominican, we just want people here. And hearing the crowd, hearing DR chants during the game, you know, when we're like real focused and tired, but it definitely helped us push through to the end. And it's so fun to have our friends and family here to celebrate this with us.
Yeah, I think that was the best part, is knowing that so many family members were here, and just like in Dominican Republic, a lot of them aren't able to go to the games. And so the fact that they're here and for us to win in front of them was just such a great feeling.
That's awesome. So obviously you're going to celebrate this victory right now. I think we just looked it up. You're the first DR team, men's or women's, to qualify. So
let's go.
Congratulations. Holding it down. Holding it down for the nation. So obviously you'll celebrate tonight, but have you all thought ahead to the next three games? You're in Group A now.
Yep.
Obviously the big one is on Tuesday. So how are you feeling going into the Group A stages?
I think now is the time that we'll actually get to think about it. Obviously we knew the competition, but we didn't want to get ahead of ourselves beyond this Guyana game. So we'll enjoy this next bus ride and the hour that they give us at home. And then tomorrow is going to be all eyes set for the rest of this tournament. But it's going to be a challenge for us. But the experience that we're going to get, and like, we've also earned our place here. We won our games. We deserve to be
with
this group. And it's going to be an awesome experience for all of us.
Yeah, y'all went undefeated in qualifiers,
I believe.
So look at y'all. So what do y'all feel, obviously going into the group stages, qualifying for your first tournament, what are your, you know, next thoughts in the next coming years as you build this program?
I think the hope really is to just be getting better and better each tournament, each year, each game. I think we've come such a long way, even from when we started on the national team, which was in 2021, and it's been amazing to see. And it's going to be exciting to be against these amazing teams and for us to see, like, okay, how do we measure up? What do we need to work on? What do we do really well against them? And we're just hoping that this team, you know, when we're long and gone, is still qualifying and still doing really well.
Yeah, we don't want this to be a one-off thing. Like, if we can set this in motion and our younger players carry it on going forward, that's what we want. I remember in the Jamaica game, Bunny said to you after the game, she was like, just give yourselves a few years, you guys will be in our position. And, like, we don't forget that. Like, we are looking to do what they did and get up there with them as well.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's what's up. And so, one of the last few questions. Okay, so what are the vibes like? Like, what are we listening to in celebration?
Oh, my God. That is W. We are not in charge of the offs. Our younger teammates are. But let me tell you.
Eyes are high.
Dembo on repeat.
Okay, yeah.
Loud
yeah.
as hell. Right. You got noise-canceling headphones on. You can still hear the music over the noise-canceling.
And Alpha is like
Who brought the little instrument? Lucia brought?
Lucia brought the little,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I have to say, the one thing about our team, it's always a vibe. Always loud music, we're always dancing, and usually, I'm sure on the way home, we'll be doing like, you know, stand up, so-and-so, and that's our dancing.
Someone's like, stand up, and then they call somebody out, and you gotta get up and dance on the bus.
All right.
Whether you have rhythm or not. So we got good vibes, good songs, some repeats over and over and over again, but, you know, it makes things fun.
Absolutely, and you said, obviously, the younger players are in charge of the aux and some other things, but as two leaders on the team, right, you've been here for a few years. I think Diana called it a project. I'm going to assume DR, same thing.
Yeah.
What has it meant to you to take on that leadership role? What does it mean to help guide these younger players through this process?
For me, for girls to be able to say, like, you're a role model and we want to be in your footsteps one day, it honestly means the world. And to me, that, I don't even want to call it pressure because it's like, I love that role and taking on that role. It's kind of why we started the Players Network, the company that we started, to like help the younger generation. And we really just want to, I'm speaking for you, sorry. We really want.
We are one.
We are one. We really just want to create an environment where people can grow and learn together. Like, we have so much to learn still. We learn a lot from the younger girls. And for them, like we said before, to keep building and keep getting better. And if we can start that process and kind of show them, like, what a team should look like, what professionalism looks like, what it means to play together, what it means to hold somebody accountable but not be an asshole. If we can show them that, then I think we're doing our jobs, and hopefully we can continue to teach them and learn from them.
And it's fun to see some of the younger players starting to emerge as leaders, and knowing that when we're done, like, it'll be left in good hands.
All right, and last question, what's the turnout going to be for Tuesday? I expect to see more DR fans.
I don't know.
I hope so. They told us this was sold out today, and it wasn't.
It was not.
I'm hoping that we get, you know, there's a big crowd again, whether it's U.S. fans or DR fans. We want the environment, you know? We want the atmosphere. So.
But Dominicans, if you're out here, please come to the game.
Please.
Yes. Come support your
Bring
team.
Bring your flags.
They're out here working hard for you. They qualified. You get to see them three more times, so come on out. Come on down to Carson and see them. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, y'all do incredible work with the Players Network. So
Thank you so
pretty
much.
Dope.
And I was told by Nubia to say, what's up?
What's up?
All right, y'all. Thank you.
So much.
Congratulations.
You go ahead. Go first.
Okay. Nadia?
Nadia.
So, first of all, how does the win feel today?
It feels amazing. It's something that we've been working for almost a year now. So we're so happy that we got the result.
Okay. What do you feel that you did well today? And what do you think, as a player, you can improve as you go into the Group A competition now?
I think I did well with having the attacking runs. And having my team there, the supporting runs were always on, and I couldn't have done it without them. And we can always do better with movement of the ball and moving off the ball and communication.
Okay. You all were pretty stellar defensively, but you also had a lot of chances. Obviously, the goalkeeper on the other side had some very good saves. But I guess attacking-wise, what are you all looking to do in terms of just opening up more space, that kind of thing?
We're definitely looking for those combinations around players. And like I said before, movement off the ball is so key. And we work off each other so well as a team, so we know what's on.
All right. How are you all feeling about Tuesday, or are you just taking the day to sort of celebrate before you think about the next set of games?
No, we already have our mind. We're thinking about the next game, and we're already thinking about the stuff that we need to improve on and do better, and we're going in full 100%.
Okay.
And I guess one question, because we're Shea Butter FC, so
yes, sorry,
we start, totally forgot to introduce ourselves. But yeah, we uplift players in the game, brown and black. And so I guess one thing for the culture, is there any music you got as a playlist and celebration for this win today?
Oh, we're always playing reggaeton.
Okay. Oh, you got a song? You got a playlist? You got some songs?
We do have a playlist. We actually have a few that we rotate around, but
okay.
We love El Alfa.
Okay.
We love those type of songs.
Okay.
Especially in the locker room.
Okay. That's what's up.
And I think one more for me, just what did it mean today to have so many, like, the DR was there strong today, and
they were very loud.
We were sitting behind some of them.
They were
so, like, what was that like to just have that support in the stands today?
It means everything. The support, our fans and our supporters are just the best, and they make us just that much more on, and we're happy to have them, and we're lucky and blessed to have a crowd like we did today.
All right. That's it.
We won't keep you. We know you've had a long game. Get some rest and rest up for Tuesday.
Thank you guys so much. Nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, nice meeting you too.
Thank you.
Shea Butter FC. What a name!
Yeah.
Shea Butter FC.
We are a podcast of business, and our focus is covering Black players and women's soccer.
Oh, awesome!
So, obviously, and it's also other. Oh my God! Other underrepresented players, but mainly focused on Black players.
Okay.
We wanted to be out here today, like, for all these games, and just.
I need one of these sweatshirts. You sell these?
Not yet. It's coming. It's coming.
We promise.
It's coming.
Okay.
There's a demand for it.
Shea Butter FC. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. What the heck?
So wait, what's your name?
My name's Shantae.
Oh.
I was the goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah, you're balling. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, let's go. You're balling.
Because I sent out some tweets about you. You played an incredible game.
Thank you.
Today, what sort of gets you in the zone to make some of those really incredible saves that you made today?
Thankfully, I have the personality where I show up in big moments. It really motivates me, like, having that kind of pressure and having kind of the team on my back. I'm the captain, so, like, that kind of challenge and that kind of pressure really actually motivates me, and I usually play my best games, and that's really, like, lucky that happens, because it could go the other way, you know?
Right.
But yeah, we've, this whole project with Guyana, it was never really about, you know, international notoriety or any of these things. We really just want to build a women's soccer program that the young girls in Guyana want to be a part of. We want to get them in soccer and keep them in soccer so that they're not, you know, out doing other things or, you know, falling out of sport or anything like that. So that has always been our goal with this. And so that's honestly my motivation every time I step out, is just, this is bigger than this match even. It's just, it's for all the young girls in Guyana, you know what I mean?
And you have, there's a league in Guyana, correct?
Yes, there's a four-team league in Guyana
right
now. But yeah, they're starting it. They're doing a really good job. They promote it quite well on their Instagram and everything. So they are doing a lot of work in Guyana right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my question for you, do you currently have a club team?
I don't have a club team.
Let's go ahead and make a plug for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You should have a club team.
Yeah, no, I actually, like, semi-retired.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But then it's hard for me to retire from Guyana because, yeah. Like I said before, it's like this thing we're trying to create. So I did semi-retire from the club level, but when I put in performances like the one I feel I put today, I feel like maybe I should be playing still.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
I'm just saying, I put in a plug for you on Twitter. So.
Okay, thank you so much. Sign me.
Man United. What is it like to lead this group of players? So, like you said, this is a project, right? Mm. So you have some youth, you have some inexperience. What is it like to sort of take that leadership role on, that captain role on with this group of players?
It's a huge responsibility and one that I don't take lightly. I just have to make sure that I keep everybody on task and on the goal, you know. But there's a lot of little things here and there that we wish were better within the Federation, because the Federation is learning how to have a team that's this good and comes to these kinds of tournaments. So obviously there's, like, little things here and there that might distract us, but my goal and my job is to keep us on task and on the goal at hand, and that's just what I focus on.
Okay. And I think One more question for me. So for qualifiers, you all came close, and then obviously here you came close. What is that next step sort of to get over that, I guess, hump, so to speak?
Yeah, so we actually are missing one of our better players, Sydney Cummings.
Friend of the pod, yeah.
She is one of the best defenders, I think, in the world, but she's our best defender by far. Unfortunately, the tournament wasn't put in a FIFA window, and that really limits who can come. And that was really unfortunate because we really, really needed her, you know, today. It would have really helped us open up in other spaces instead of trying to, like, compensate and make
She also scores sometimes, too.
She
scores goals. She's amazing in the box, both defensively, offensively. So it was really tough not having her.
Okay.
That was just an unfortunate scheduling thing.
Okay, is there, obviously, besides, you know, setting an example for the young girls in Guyana, things of that nature, is the ultimate goal to make a World Cup?
Totally. Oh, okay. 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we can get this team to the World Cup, I think every girl in Guyana is going to want to play. So, like, to get the team to the highest level of competition, for sure.
Okay.
And I think we're slowly but surely getting closer and closer to that. We were a team that would, you know, not get through the Caribbean before, you know. Now we won our group, we got here, we put in a really good performance against the DR. It was close, you know, it could have gone either way. And so, I feel like we're doing a really good job.
All right, one last question. So as a goalkeeper, I was a goalkeeper once upon a time.
Oh, nice.
Do you have any like music to get you right, to get you ready?
I listened to a lot of Soca before I play.
Okay.
Yeah. And right before I play, I listened to Mother's Daughter by Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Because my mom really motivates me, and that song is basically about how she is her mother's daughter, and how strong that's made her. So that's a song that I listen to a lot.
I really like that. And I do have one more. What was it like? Obviously, we heard the Guyana fans today. What was it like to have them there loud and have their support?
It was amazing, because coming through the qualifications, we played every game away.
Mm-hmm.
Our field in Guyana, like, it was the rain and everything that was happening in Guyana, the field was not playable, so every single game was away, even the ones that we were home for. And so it was really nice to actually have our fans and, like, hear people cheering for us at times, because we haven't had that the entire way.
Oh, wow. That's really dope. I didn't know that y'all played every game away.
Every game away.
That's
every
because
game.
Of your pitch. Wow.
We played our home game. We had to go to Barbados to play it against Dominica. And then they actually ended up putting the last four of our games, all of them were in Suriname.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were never at home. And it was really rough, because playing in front of Guyanese fans in Guyana is, like, it's the best. They show up for us. The vibes are good. The soca's blasting. Like, everybody's having a good time in the stands. So we really miss that.
Hopefully next qualifiers we can get, you know, some people down to Guyana.
Yeah.
To y'all get some home field advantage.
That'd
for sure.
Great.
For sure. That's amazing. And what's your mom's name? So you can shout her out real quick.
Stella Mims.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to Mims, yes. And dad, too. I can't.
Shout out to dad. There we go.
He was actually the goalkeeper for Guyana back in the 70s.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at that legacy. I love to hear it.
Awesome.
That was dope. Well, thank you so much for your time. Like,
we truly
appreciate it.
Thank you for covering, you know, black players. It's amazing. We really need that. It's great.
For sure. Absolutely. And again, stood on your head. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Good performance. That. Yeah.
Today's episode of Shea Butter FC is brought to you by the Bounceless Control Sports Bra. The search is over for the support you need in a sports bra. Go from semi-active to your full active self with the sports bra made for the Fuller Bus Squad. Take on those old activities you used to enjoy, or pick up new ones in the Bounceless Control Sports Bra. Dance freely to your own beat. Run, skip, jump, or shoot. Do all of this and more without the distraction of the bounce. Feel confident with the full coverage sports bra that controls the bounce. Wire free.
Bounceless Control Sports Bra features moisture absorbing fabric that wicks away sweat and has adjustable straps, so you'll have the comfort you need to take on whatever workout you choose. Want extra support? Use the inside breastband that fits across the top of the bust. Get the support you need to take on any workout as a Fuller Bus woman. So head on over to bounceless.com and enter promo code SBFC to receive 15% off your first order.
All right.
Hello, my name is Silves. I'm from Shea Butter FC, so we're a podcast that covers women's soccer. So first of all, who am I speaking with? I want to let the people know.
I am Danielle Marcano.
Yeah. Okay, what's your position?
I am a winger or attacking mid.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So just a few questions for you. So what was sort of the game plan tonight, right? Like, there was a lot of gritty defense, things of that nature, but what was the team's game plan going into this match with Haiti?
Well, we knew they were a great team. They have a lot of great players, very fast, very physical, and they play a really good up back through. And so we practiced defending that, and we practiced our lower block, and I think that worked for us. And that penalty, obviously Joe had a good finish, and Sid, obviously that penalty save was amazing. She's amazing. So everything worked out for us in the end.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like once that penalty went in, you all were able to kick it in another gear, just like, okay, we can hold on for a half and see. So obviously pretty big upset. What goes on in that locker room to sort of rally yourselves for the sense of the belief that you can get this done and beat a team like Haiti to get to the group stage?
I think that we deserve to have a higher ranking. I think there's been a lot of new players, including me, myself. I mean, this is my first cap. This is my first game. So I think a lot of new players are coming in. I think the team is building. Nat is building a very good program. And so hopefully our ranking can go higher. But to beat Haiti, I mean, that is incredible. The belief that we had in each other was such a high standard that we can do it. And, you know, it ended up great.
I will say that it was very evident from the stands. Big one, what was it like to have supporters there? We saw you all celebrating with them after your victory, blowing kisses, all of that. What was that feeling like?
It was amazing. So I had people fly in from all over the U.S. and many people that hadn't seen me play since I was a teenager, my grandfather. And it was, I can't even describe it in words because it was so amazing. And all the players on our team had their families there, and the belief that they had in us, you know, everyone after the game started crying because it's an incredible feat. So I think it was, yeah.
All right. Well, I have a fun one. What's the musical selection in that locker room before game, after game? What are y'all listening to right now?
Ooh, I mean, I would say a lot of Hispanic music, a lot of dance music. So, yeah, we're definitely dancing in the locker room right now.
Definitely, and you're partying tonight. But have you all had a chance to think about you're going to Group B, obviously, in San Diego, and just some of the opponents? Obviously, you don't want to look ahead when you have a game today, but have you thought a bit about or been able to scout a bit the opponent you'll be playing?
Yeah, so we've seen a bunch of matches, and I think this next few days is very important. We're going to continue scouting, and I mean, getting to play Brazil, Colombia, and Panama is going to be a huge feat as well, even bigger than this one. And, you know, having that belief and really focusing in on every training is what we need to do for the next days.
And you talked a bit about, you know, deserving a higher ranking. I don't disagree with that. But what does playing in tournaments like this help you all do in terms of the goals you want to reach? Like, maybe next cycle, what are some of the goals that you all have set for yourself in the next, I guess, 4 years?
So I think just getting better and better and improving our ranking is one of our goals. Obviously, this is my first camp, so, you know, the standards, I don't know, you know, our long-term goals yet because this is my first 5 days. But I think we can achieve so much more than what our ranking, I think it's 103. I think we can achieve so much more than that. And I think the Gold Cup is good visibility to show that we are getting better.
Excellent.
Okay. Yes, if I may, Rico Cabrera, East Village Sports Scene. Congratulations. And you were well covered by the announcers. We had a bunch in Spanish, of course, but nonetheless, you were there in all of the plays and the key plays. But can you give us an idea of the camaraderie of a Rican team? Because now you're turning back to the country and the country's looking at you now. Whoa, this is good for the game and for the country. Talk about the chemistry of Coach Gonzalez.
I think that is a big part of why we have so much belief. Holds such high standards and believes in us, and it's positive and shows us every way we can, or how high we can achieve. So I think everyone coming together and believing in each other collectively helps us grow and get better.
And you had very, very good goaltending. goalkeeping, Martinez. Talk about her performance.
She was amazing. I mean, show-stopping. She saved us. That penalty, great shot. I mean, I knew that we were going to win that game after she saved that because our team was just in it to win it, and that really picked up our momentum, picked up everything for us, and helped us win.
From a player's perspective, I asked Coach Gonzalez a question about the five-year plan, and of course that's more of a corporate type of thing, but it's 5 years of looking forward to the next edition of the team, and you have to be developing the younger players. Talk about how, and he did mention there's a look into recruitment, or at least the inviting of collegiate players to come and bolster the team. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going?
Yeah, so there's two players that are 17 right now. They're on the under, well, one of them's on the under 17. She's playing with them, and you know, so they're growing as players. Obviously, Sarah was on the field. She does really well. She was her six, and she's growing as a player. And then Ashley, she's also one of those who has come into the team, and she'll grow with us and get better every day. And there's some players that are in college. This is my first camp, so I don't know everyone yet, but there are some players in college that, like, Kennedy came in. Kennedy, our striker, she came in, held the ball up. She did so well. So the growth of our team is just getting better and better every single time.
And then my final question. So you've spoken. This is your first camp, first cap. Again, congratulations. How do you prepare yourself to come into a major tournament, play a must-win game in a new environment? What is your preparation like coming into this situation?
So I watched a lot of the highlights. I watched a lot of their games, everything that I could, and talked to Nat and talked about the formation and learned about their players and how they play, and getting to know the players these 5 days was really nice. And the early trainings, I got to see how each player kept possession, and you know, yeah. So those 5 days were really important in learning.
Thank you so much.
First tournament.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Good. I did.
Cool. Well, then we're done.
I mean, you had a great start to
the push it, to be honest. I'm not putting too much pressure on it. The scoring is pretty high. But no, I'm just like trying to get better.
Transition.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can talk to a healthy environment right now. Yeah, no, I just
is it kind of cool to come through with Olivia Moultrie? You guys work together and then broke up and now here together.
Yeah, it's like pretty cool, like how we national. So it's like cool, fun to see.
So speaking of those teammates, you obviously had a great start and some of your early chemistry. Can you talk a little bit about where that chemistry comes from? Because we haven't played together all that much.
Yeah, it was honestly surprising, but I mean, I feel like we're here, we hang out a lot, and it's like very evident that we had like hung out a lot outside of the place together, and it was like.
And just in preparation for your first tournament, obviously for the Olympic tournament intensity, the time frame, what have the veterans, or what's some of the advice they've been given?
Just like figuring out what works for them. Like this is the time to trial and that, and what your recovery schedule looks out. So kind of like figuring it out then, but also like.
Yeah, one more. Sorry. And then lastly, you spoke about, of course, your friend, your time with Mia, but have you been able to ask her a bit about what it is in the A's, sort of what that will come with?
I mean, obviously she loves and that coach, so like she had great experience with her environment, led on to also like to, but yeah, no, I don't talk to her a whole lot about Emma, just kind of focus
on that.
Obviously it was like, I guess my second off season as a pro. I'm still kind of figuring out what works for me, but honestly, I just started earlier. In the environment. But yeah, I prepare me.
Helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really sure what my, but I mean,
that's why the
I mean, obviously, like, growing in one that I've more over, but it's both, so it's like fun just to, like.
How does your vision change when you're in each position? Because every player relates to the, like, both of them, another thing entirely. Like, what is your style? What are kind of passes are you playing?
For me, like, not like how to manipulate a little bit more, like, I'm the ball and I have a thing, but like, really have to figure out, like, what do I do when I'm not on the ball? How do I come off wider? Whatever the case. I think it's helpful that I've played multiple to be able to
go back to Mia for developing on the field. When you receive a ball and she's playing in, what are you looking for? What are you expecting her for, like, kind of runs that she's, kinds of ways that she's going to occupy center, something else for somebody else? What do you see, or what are you into the ball and be her? It's just ahead of you.
Honestly, I guess in my head, I'm a combo. So, like, whether that's driving the back line backwards, whatever, But yeah, I think like with her, her movement is versatile. So where the defense, again, first goal cover, first one. But you don't know who your first opponent is. So how are you sort of? Honestly, I feel like playing against best preparation. So I think that we're going to be very prepared for that first game with either opponent. That mainly just to preparation.
Good.
Thanks so much, Jaden.
Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Of course, thank you for being here.
You and me are the only two players who have actually played for Emma Hayes.
Yeah, we are actually
in this group. Mm-hmm. So, what can you share about that year actually being in her setup?
Yeah.
Might be enlightening for all of us.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's many people in the soccer world that don't know about Emma Hayes, you know. But for me, my time at Chelsea was an amazing experience. I went there not knowing very much about the league, my teammates, Emma. And when I got there, I really felt like it was a life-changing moment for me in my career. She cares so much about you as a person. And I think that that's really important because in that regard, she was able to unlock you as a player, you know, by just getting to know what you're interested in, what motivates you, what drives you. And I think that that's such a special quality. I think it goes to show you that she just cares about all the facets of your life and not just you helping win games for her. And I think that that's a really special quality that she possesses.
What kind of tactical philosophies did she possess back then that might show up in this new context?
Yeah, Emma was quite the tactician then, and she's obviously quite the tactician now. I think, you know, for me, what I learned most is being able to break defenses down. You know, I knew she knew about, you know, the NWSL and me coming from the NWSL, and she always, you know, kind of preached to me that, you know, you can obviously exploit the space in behind, but when a team is already set and settled, you know, how do you pull them apart? How do you, you know, break them down with not just your athletic runs in behind, but being able to like be savvy on the ball to create space for others and things like that. So I think that that was something that I really learned from my time there. And she really just had a really amazing way of being able to get the best out of every player.
Have you been able to talk to Mia at all and hear about what her experiences have been over the last few months?
I mean, just a bit. Mia is obviously new and I wasn't in last camp, but I mean, obviously keep tabs on that league. I mean, I still follow them. They still send me updates on how the team's doing and stuff like that. And so it's, you know, always good to see, obviously, Mia's success over there. And I can tell she's enjoying it through her goal celebrations. And, so I'm really happy that she's getting that experience for sure.
So, Crystal, you're one of three players now with 100 caps on this team. So a very young squad. You've said in the past that you're not necessarily a vocal leader, but how are you sort of changing your leadership style to help usher in this new generation of players?
It's weird you said that. I actually feel like I'm a vocal leader. I'm always the person on the field yelling, being like, yes, we can go, Steph.
The great scene in the Netflix doc.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you know, you gotta use what you got. No, to me, it's like, you know, I do recognize we are a bit of a young team. First tournament for many players. First tournament back after the World Cup. And, you know, we truly believe in this young, talented group that we have. And so I think the best thing that we can do for each other is trusting that this young group is more than capable of being able to bring their best version of themselves. And now is the time for us to just, you know, be free, to just allow each other to be great on the ball and be great as a collective group. And yeah, it's going to come with, you know, the idea that there's some experience, some inexperienced players, but at the same time, it's like, let's simplify the game and just share the ball and really be connected.
That was here. Mm-hmm. For a little bit, for a player who has experience.
Yeah.
What did you see from yourself?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I know it's not easy. You know, she's obviously coming in training, first camp, first call up, and we've used her in many different places on the field. And I think you just learn to embrace that role. It's not for everybody. I think it's almost a backhanded compliment in a sense, where you almost feel like you don't belong somewhere, but at the same time, you're like, I belong everywhere, and that's like really freaking cool, you know. And so for her, like, you know, I see the way she just embraces every role that she's given. If we need her to, you know, do a rep as a nine, do a rep as a outside back, I feel like she has that already character about her that's like, yeah, cool, boom, whatever you need. And I think that's something that I try to embrace always as a player, is just like, cool, like, coach, I want to play. So wherever you need me, boom, like, let's get it, you know. So it's been really great for her to be in. And I know she probably has some nerves. I try to like always chat with her on the side and I see her little smile because she's so young. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to like overwhelm you. I'm just saying hi, you know, but I think, no, she's been great. It's a great group that feels very welcoming. So I hope she feels that way.
Absolutely. And then just looking at this tournament as a whole, kind of what would it mean to win this?
Yeah, I mean, it's our first Gold Cup. So we want to for sure make a statement. You know, I think it's a tournament that's very much geared towards what the Olympic flow is going to be. And I think that's really important for us to lock in, focus in on the demands of this tournament. We're playing top competition that's going to give us so many different challenges and pictures to be able to work through. And I think, you know, this shouldn't feel like, oh, we're just here to, you know, train and kind of get better. Like to all of that, yes. But at the same time, it's like, we got to get that winning mentality and always kind of bring that every moment that we're in this environment.
Playing a tournament, how much are you using this?
Yeah, biggest thing I think that we learn out of Olympics and that kind of schedule is that you need everybody. I mean, that is obviously the case for every tournament that you face, but I do believe the way that the schedule is, you need everybody to be ready and available, healthy, most importantly. Like now it's the beginning of the year, so I know everybody's kind of coming back in. But at the end of the day, it's like, really take care of yourself because this is such a crucial moment where we need everybody. And with the rotations, this is a tournament where I truly believe we're going to need everybody. So everybody needs to be ready. That's physically and also just mentally, emotionally ready to step in.
That topic of preparing for the Olympics. Interesting. Have a coach now that you know you're not going to have for the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually been, you know, pretty seamless. You know, Twyla, I think, has been with us obviously for the last handful of years, and she isn't like this new person that we're like, oh, who is this person stepping in? You know, it's like she's actually been with us through this cycle, and she's doing a really great job of being able to manage, you know, because it's not easy for her, but right. At the same time, we all know that it's going to take everybody just to buy into what the situation is. You know, Emma has given so much time to Chelsea, and it is such, you know, an amazing moment for her to be able to finish out the season the way she wants and to have that closure with the team that she's given so much to. And I think we all truly respect that, and I think that is what is best for everybody, you know. So for us, it's just about being locked in, staying focused, and when that transition does happen, Twyla is right there to help us kind of, you know, push forward as well.
I think three players over 100 caps. You're actually the most capped player on this team.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
Becky beat you out. Becky's here.
Becky's here.
I was almost there. I was so close. It's honestly crazy to think about that. I think now I'm considered an older player, veteran player. The years go by fast. You know, the biggest thing I tell these young kids is stay so in the moment, don't get ahead of yourself. You got to do what you need to do today so that you can actually be where you need to be down the road. Because, you know, before you know it, blink and, you know, you're a 10-year vet and you're like now having to mentor others. And you're like, hold up, I was getting mentored yesterday. Now, you know, so exactly. So it's really, you know, for me, I'm embracing this role. I think, you know, every time I'm in this environment, I'm like, I want to play. I want to start. I want to, you know, dominate all those things. But I'm like, I want to lead this group. Like, I want to help this group be the best that they can be, because that's the only way we're really going to win. Everybody has to be all bought into their roles.
Meeting everyone in this tournament, it coming for them to be a season. How did that change your approach to the offseason? Also, the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's like we just train the way we want to step out on the field. I think, you know, we're all in this boat of like preseason, and you know, we're asked to be in this tournament obviously and perform, and at the end of the day, the only way you can kind of, you know, really contribute is to kind of just do what you got to do to like help yourself be as fit as possible in this moment. And I think a lot of us just feel like we're all in the same boat, so we're just kind of all leaning on each other, checking in and just making sure that we're as good as we possibly can be going into this tournament.
You mentioned a winning mentality that you're trying to get back to. Obviously you guys want to win this.
Yeah.
Nobody doubts that. But other than that, like, what sort of expectations or objectives are you guys setting for yourself? Not a tournament. I mean, you've never had a competitive tournament this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You're in between coaches, mm-hmm. You're in between phases of the team.
Yeah.
So what kind of, whether it's tactical objectives or other, you know, chemistry objectives or relationship with what Twilight is now and what she's going to be later. What other benchmarks are you guys setting for yourself besides taking home the trophy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this team has had a history of winning, and obviously last couple of tournaments have not gone the way we've set out and planned, but at the end of the day, like, what we need to get back to is just playing freely and being able to trust each other on the ball to, like, make things happen, you know? And I think that that, with a new group, it's always like, you're like, oh, okay, what does this person want? What does this person need? But I think the quickest we can kind of just play and just not think and just kind of feel what each other needs on the ball, I think we're gonna, you know, people are gonna see this version of who the U.S. is, you know? And I think, you know, it's always a challenge when there's a new group coming in, you know, people want results now. And I think this is a great tournament for us to grow into it as well. You know, we want to be perfect every game. Who doesn't? You want to, you know, put out your best performance every single match, but we also have to understand, like, we're learning every time we step into training, every time we step into games, it's like, we are always taking learnings away from it so that in the very end, we will be the team that is standing.
That's a fun one. Maybe the last one. So with all the new players coming in, two questions. One, are you still the DJ? Two, are you still the best dancer?
So I've been trying to give this little young generation, you know, the chance to show me what their music is, right? And it's okay. But, you know, so as far as am I the DJ, I'm more like a co DJ. I kind of step in when people are like, oh, I don't really want to do the DJ today. So that's fine. And two, yeah, I mean, best dancer, of course. Like, you know, they try to challenge
your competition
me. I mean, this is the thing. It's hard because everyone's a TikToker. So everyone thinks TikTok dancing is the same
as...
They didn't watch music videos.
So I'm not going to throw shade on nobody because everybody has some moves, you know? So, yeah.
All right.
All righty.